Watchdog groups are speaking out against last night's vote by House Republicans to weaken the Office of Congressional Ethics. The move would rename the body the Office of Congressional Complaint Review, strip it of its independence, and put it under the control of the House Ethics Committee. The full House of Representatives votes on the issue today. President-elect Donald Trump criticized the timing of the move, tweeting that Congress should focus on other things first. Well, Lisa Gilbert is with the nonpartisan watchdog Public Citizen. She's director of their Congress Watch Division. Lisa, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, explain to me, what's Public Citizen's reaction to what's happened to the Congressional Ethics Office?
Disdain and concern. Certainly, the Ethics Office has proven incredibly valuable. It's opened up the process. It's shown a light on what has previously been opaque and immobile about congressional ethics. And it's pretty shocking to see the very first action of a brand new Congress doing away with its own ethics watchdog.
Well, I'm seeing here reaction from Speaker Ryan. While he spoke out against the move, actually, he also defended the amendment at the same time in a statement saying that it's actually going to provide greater due process rights for members of Congress who do come under investigation.
Yes, he does seem to be speaking out of both sides of his mouth a little bit on this one. It's certainly an unpopular move to do away with any kind of ethical protection, so I'm sure he doesn't want to be seen as wholeheartedly supporting it. But on the other hand, his caucus has moved ahead, and so he needs to kind of be in line with the rest on this move since it's part of the rules package. So it's, you know, we're not happy to see him just not robustly defending the Office of Congressional Ethics.
Well, so let me read a little bit more of his statement, though, because he says it does not remove the responsibility of the office to review complaints, carry out investigations, and make referrals to the Ethics Committee. The office will continue to operate in the new year and provide public accountability to Congress. So specifically, what changes are being made that Public Citizen finds concerning or worrying?
That is right. It does not completely do away with the responsibilities of the office, but it does, in most important ways, defang it and take away what was its intended purpose, which is to spur the House Ethics Committee, which has long been a very silent and inactive committee, to take action. And so first, just by changing the name, I think is a little bit of a slap in the face. You know, they're not just intended to review complaints. They're intended to actually investigate ethical violations as they see them. So in and of itself, it kind of initially shows where they're coming from. But then they've put the Office of Congressional Ethics, previously an independent body, under the House Ethics Committee, which is the entity they refer all of their work to spur official investigation. So what that means is those members that sit on the Ethics Committee will be able to quash anything that the OCE or the new Office of Complaints brings to them. So it just does away with that independent watchdog action that the OCE has been so good at and really what was its intended goal. It also gives them the ability to shut down any investigation that might touch on criminal violations, which is potentially a pretty big swath of what OCE has investigated. It does things like take away their ability to have a press person. So, you know, doesn't allow them to communicate to the public what's happening and what types of investigations they're undertaking. So I think systematically looking to undermine and defang the office rather than completely do away with it is how I'd characterize this attack.
Well, one of the things I'm seeing is that congressional Republicans are saying that perhaps the Office of Congressional Ethics was overzealous in its mission. And they were, quote, you know, tired of seeing names being dragged through the mud. Is that a legitimate mm-hmm. complaint?
We don't think so. I think, you know, it's not surprising that those who are looked at or scrutinized for ethical violations feel that they wish they weren't and they wish it wasn't public. You know, it's certainly not a fair critique when it comes from those who have been investigated. Certainly from our perspective, from the outside, you know, the House Ethics Committee was incredibly inactive for years. There were only 5 disciplinary actions from 06 to 08. And then once OCE was created from, 2009 to now, we've seen 20 disciplinary actions. So there's been increased movement. There's been increased scrutiny of members, and I'm not surprised that they don't like it.
What do you think the consequences will be of these changes?
I mean, it's hard to say, but certainly, you know, our fear is that we'll move back towards an era where the House Ethics Committee most closely resembles six people sitting in a room with guns, unwilling to fire first. You know, no one wants to take action against fellow members. No one wants to, you know, critique other folks within the House. And so it's, you know, without the OCE to prod activity, you know, I think what we're likely to see is far less scrutiny of unethical behavior.
Lisa Gilbert is with Public Citizens Congress Watch Division. Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you.